Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. As you can tell, I'm still slightly froggy, but I'm getting better all the time. I'm feeling pretty darn good at this point. All right, tuning in. I bow to the trees. I bow to the flowers. I bow to my innermost amazing self. I bow to you all. Namo, namo, namo. We doubt ourselves so much, and we just have this amazing infinite beauty within us. And I've been hearing people say, "Oh, there is no perfection," and actually, I kind of see it the other way around. Like, we are perfect exactly as we are right this second. What does perfect mean? Anyway, really, it's kind of unattainable, but that's because that's from an earth plane perspective. And if you think about what is perfection? Everybody has a different idea of it anyway, And the divine thinks we're perfect. Source energy, the universe, the angels, the M&Ms are chiming in saying, "We're all perfect." And they're actually kind of jumping up and down. And, oh, they borrowed the pom-poms from my guides, the beans. And now the beans are joining in too. And they're all jumping up and down and like really... laughing and giggling and joyful and happy, and they're shaking their pom-poms and saying, "We are all absolutely perfect exactly as we are." So anyway, pretty sweet. Thanks for the great start. I decided to pull a Voyager card this morning. I just thought, I hadn't done that in a while. That would be kind of fun. And so I laughed so hard when I got the card. It's the Hermit. And so I'll read it to you, and then I'll tell you what I'm getting from it. The Mayan death mask is symbolic of the hermit who shuts out worldly distractions in order to complete his spiritual pilgrimage and temporal work. The hermit symbolizes the law of perfection. You become complete by uniting the highest states of attainment in the material and spiritual realms. To achieve this perfection, the Virgo hermit in you, and I do have three planets in Virgo and Virgo rising, brings health and harvest to the physical and material life, which serves as a temple of the spirit. Prudently, you close out diversions to complete your projects. You eat well and get plenty of rest to achieve your goals. You seek material security and self-sufficiency so that you can go inward to your inner temple to gain self-knowledge and to live in union with the divine. By getting in touch with the higher self, you bring this power through your hands to heal, create, and guide. You may be a perfectionist to a fault and become estranged from others. Feeling like an outcast, you retreat further and further into yourself. Instead of experiencing revitalizing and illuminating solitude, you feel lonely and dried up. Oh, that's so funny. Right when I said that and I looked up, I saw 11:11 on the on-air saying how much time I had left. It's just pretty funny. This is so illuminating, because one of the things I get about this radio show is that it's for me, but it's for everyone. And part of what I do in this world is I transmute energy for people, sometimes specific people, sometimes world kind of stuff. It's interesting how I've had it pop up in some very interesting ways, which I won't go into now. But this whole idea of perfection and solitude, and it just really, really, really strikes a chord. And I just think it was the most perfect card for me to get, because part of me has been thinking, I need to do more work, or I need to share my gifts more, or, you know, that kind of thing. And when really, I mean, the angels are telling me now, you are sharing your gifts. I am doing it. I've been a lot more inward. For months now, I've been getting this message about just staying, you know, being more quiet, having more introspective time. Even yesterday, a friend of mine called me to go for a walk. I love walking with her, and I had been decided I was going to do a couple little projects in my meditation room. I wanted to change it around, and I told her no, and hopefully she wasn't offended. I just said, I had a couple projects going on. Anyway, powerful stuff going on. I mean, we're in a state of great flux. We're in a state of great agitation out in the world. And, you know, what does it all mean? You know, we won't know until we know, right? But partly it's kind of that feeling of trusting the universe. And this is a real kind of an edgy thing in a way, because how I've always looked at it is I totally trust the universe. I trust the divine to take care of me. But that doesn't mean I walk out in front of a car and expect to be saved. So I have my responsibility in this also. And so at times I feel called to say something, or at times I feel called to do something, or maybe I have times I feel called to just do nothing, you know. It's really interesting, you know, edging away and not really living in 3D anymore. But then, you know, I'm interacting with a lot of people who are still in 3D. One of the things that's interesting that's been coming up for me around basically kind of feels like injustice, that I've been speaking up around, basically it's kind of this white male privilege feeling. And so I think I talked about that last week, and that was quite an interesting process. And what I'm noticing is I'm calling out these guys, these white guys, because it happened again this week or in the last few days, where it's these guys who are kind of basically setting themselves up as spiritual teachers. They're awesome. They're inspiring. They're wonderful. And again, they're using their white privilege in ways that just felt really off to me. And sometimes it's kind of subtle, and I call them out on it. And seriously, I don't think they have a clue, but it puts some energy out there for them to kind of ponder and think about it. And a part of me is like, what the hell am I doing? Why, you know, give it a rest? Because it's real subtle stuff. But I just felt so, a part of my fire, part of my being on fire, which I've been talking about, is I felt like I needed to do that. I'm getting, the angels are telling me that it wasn't really for me at all. It was for others out there who don't feel like they can speak up. Excuse me, I had a cup. Sip of tea. So there is this big part of me, and I've always had this, where I have spoken up around injustice, spoken up around supporting others who feel like they can't speak up, standing up to bullies, basically. So it was interesting with these two men in particular. They were both had this little bit of this bully energy, but in a kind of a little bit of a soft way, in a very subtle way. And so just kind of interesting how I felt compelled to speak up around that. So anyway, whatever. I think they're scratching their heads a little bit, not sure what happened. But, oh well, that's what I felt called to do. Anyway, let's see what else. Oh, the angels are saying they'd love to have me do a chant. So what is it? Okay, they're showing me they want me to do the chant for neutral mind, not attachment. This is one of our favorites. And so let me do that and see what they get, what we get after that. Asankanav, asankatav, agamagam, asankalo. Asanka kahe siddhabada hoy, akari nam, akari salah, akari gyan gita gunaga, akari lakanabolana ban, akara citizen jogavakan, jine lakaita siddhanai, jifurmai, divdifai, jeta kita teta now, vidanabe nahi kotao, kurata kavan kahavi char, varena java ekavar, jo tu dipave sai balikar, tu sada salamata nirankar. So what I was getting, actually I've got a little more clarity around me talking to these two white men, that it's like I've been assigned this job, the angels are saying yes, of calling out these guys who are spiritual teachers and who have a lot going for them, but it's like I was able to pick up on these subtle energies where they just basically... gives them an opportunity to fine tune their energy and to not come from such a place of privilege and to not come from a place of assuming. And also there's a little bit of ego involved on their side. So anyway, this is new stuff for me. I mean, I've never been hesitant about speaking up, but, this is getting into a little more subtle realm. And so anyway, we'll see what happens there. I'm sure that's partly why I'm supposed to be a little bit more of a hermit, because I'll do this stuff and then I just get kind of tired, like, oh, now I need to take a nap. Because I'm trying to figure out how to say things in a way that can be heard. I'm not trying to be offensive, but laying it out there, you know. So anyway, that's okay. It's all good. Let's see what the angels, what else they have for us. One of the things I did yesterday afternoon, so I was talking earlier about how I turned down my friend to go for a walk, and partly I realized that I really wanted to change the furniture around in my meditation room, our sunroom, we call it. And so the angels were talking to me about why I love doing that so much. And I was telling my husband, I said, I'm going to have to change the furniture around every so often because he knows how much I love doing that. And it's what it is, the angels are saying, is getting things, just looking at things from a different view. And what I had done is I'd move the little couch that I sit on a lot to meditate and hang out. I moved it across the room, and so now I'm looking, I'm having a whole different viewpoint, and it feels really good. It kind of gets me all excited and happy, and it just is such a great feeling. I have always, always loved doing that, and the way our house is set up, there's really not a whole lot of opportunity for me to do it, and partly my husband's not really thrilled with the idea of doing it. It's not that he doesn't like change, but he has this idea about how things are and that they're fine the way they are. I adore that man. And he is a totally wonderful, wonderful person. So anyway, we have about a minute and a half. Okay, so I just throw down a challenge from the angels and myself. What can you do to look at things differently? What works for you? You know, is it walking to work a different way? Is it driving to work instead of walking? Is it riding your bike instead of driving? Is it just changing the furniture around? Is it sitting in a different spot? Is it going a different route? You know, ponder to yourself, where do you feel kind of stuck? And there's, the angels are saying this is a really great technique. And I know I totally get in these patterns, you know. And so it's an awesome technique to just give yourself a little, they're showing the jackhammer. And they say it can be the most subtle of change. So just for an example, I am switching out my breakfast a little bit. I always had eggs and toast, eggs and toast, eggs and toast, and I'm not having eggs for a while. I've been reading Medical Medium, and I just for some reason got onto the egg thing, and I'm not going to do eggs for a while. I haven't been doing them for now a few weeks. So anyway, the angels say it can be the smallest of things like that, and it'll help jackhammer into change. So I look forward to being with you next week, and I love you all. Many, many blessings. Mwah.